Bodega, 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 Alpha and Omega. Siamese sailors sell celery sandwiches. Sawing about a serving platter.
Hey, Jamie?
Yes?
Did you want to try reading that line on the script there?
Oh, yeah, let's see. You could save big when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive, that one?
Yes.
Yeah, no, I'm just not warmed up yet. Shouldn't be long. Detector test.
Indecent bundle your home and auto with Progressive today.
The marmot mangled my mushy pork pancake.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
HD Smartcast.
You are listening to a Live Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hi, I'm HD Smartcast, and I hope you're safe and well. Your episode is about to begin. But just a small message of solidarity before that. In difficult times like these, living in isolation isn't going to be easy. But what if working from home, our own comfort zones, helps us discover new ways of being? What if this calm, this rest, it helps us listen to ourselves and the people around us more deeply? While that happens, you can find me at htsmartcast.com. Connecting you to the world of comedy, culture, motivation, news, you know, just in case you need some smart company. Thanks for listening. Take care.
If there's one thing I keep hearing from people, be it my colleagues, friends, family, or even those whom I speak with for stories, is that where have the weekends gone? Suddenly, life has become one long week where office work and household chores, they just refuse to end. And I'm sure this happens with you as well, that you end up asking someone, what's the day today? Last week, I was supposed to finish a work assignment by Friday, but I ended up finishing it on Thursday itself because I thought it was a Friday. Yes, so now I hope you know what I'm talking about. There are just no weekends anymore. But wait, there are people who are just not ready to give up on their weekends. In fact, they have found some very unique ways to spend their Friday and Saturday evenings. Hi, I'm Pooja Singh, the National Features Editor of Mint. And welcome to the second season of The Millennial Mind, where we find out why millennials want what they want. Shefali Gandhi hates staying at home on Saturday nights. And who can really blame her? She lives in Goa. When the lockdown happened, she was like, I'm not ready to give up on my weekends yet. So now every Saturday, she joins some 30,000 people, yes, 30,000 people across the world to dance to the music of DJ Khushi via Instagram Live.
You know, thank God for Khushi, because by 10 p.m. on a Saturday night, Pooja, I'm dancing in front of my laptop, listening to his music. This is as close as you can get to a party during the lockdown. And, you know, honestly, there is just so much you cannot do right now. So this just comes as like a complete breath of fresh air, where at least you're meeting up with friends, you're chatting with them virtually, but you still feel closer since you can't travel. Airports are shut, everything. So it just feels great to at least have that virtual, you know, medium where you can do it.
For DJ Khushi, weekends mean work. He used to have packed weekdays before the lockdown. Now he's mostly busy on Saturdays and Sundays.
Well, you have to adapt. The times are such. I earn no money from it, but I enjoy doing it for myself and for everybody, for my fans, for my friends. It's definitely a very unique experience. I meet so many people from different parts of the world while they're still at home. So many people from all over the world join in. It's a lot of fun.
That's actually so very true. To survive this COVID crisis, you need to adapt, whether that is professionally or personally.
So every Saturday from 9:30 p.m. till at least midnight, I'm in front of my phone playing music and chatting with thousands of people who join me from different parts of the world. There's a different kind of vibe, a different kind of excitement, a different kind of challenge. I love it. I really do. Also, this is the only time of the week I actually get to dress up and just look good. It feels good.
Sharmila Prasad loves social media. She's a single mother and works at an IT company. She's been using this lockdown time to fulfill her dream of becoming a TikTok star. And guess what? She started with some 134 TikTok followers. Today she has 1100 followers.
I usually finish my work on Fridays and spend time with my families on Saturday afternoons. And then evenings are just for me. From 7 to 10 p.m., I make only TikTok videos. It's like therapy for me. I couldn't do this earlier because of work commitments. But I guess lockdowns have been a blessing in disguise.
Lokesh Verma, the man behind Devil's Tattoo, is not a fan of social media. Yes, I know, even I'm surprised. He mostly uses social media platforms to work on his weekends.
So yeah, I do go live sometimes on other pages also. But usually I try to avoid social media as much as I can.
I wonder what he's doing in his free time.
All the days are actually the same for me. You know, you don't know Monday from Sunday, so there's no difference. I spend most of the time with my son and thinking about some new designs, and I'm trying my hands on, you know, different styles of tattooing, because I usually do colored portraits only, so I'm trying to, you know, divert to another style, maybe, you know, explore another style by drawing it on paper. So yeah, and I try to stay away from social media out of choice most of the times.
I'm glad this lockdown is turning out to be a blessing for at least some people. If not going out, they're doing something that they love, that they enjoy with their family. If you ask me, my weekends are exactly like my weekdays. I try to finish my work while my dog keeps staring at me. Sometimes he's asking for food, or sometimes he's asking me to take him out for a walk. And of course, he always wins. So tell me, what bucket do you fall in? Are your weekends exactly like your weekdays, just like mine? Or do you take out time to really live the Saturday night?
This was a Livemint production, brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.
I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.